Jamie, U.S. net farm cash income is forecast to increase 3% this year. Carrie Litowski leads the farm income team at USDA's Economic Research Service and said farmers get most of that income from commodity sales. Government payments are yet another source of that income.
And government payments are forecast to increase to $44 billion in 2026. That would be the second highest total for government payments on record. Now, government payments, we define those as payments received directly by the farmer from the federal government, and we record them in the year in which they were received. So that can be an important distinction, not the year they were authorized, but the year they went into the farmer's pocket. And in recent years, 2025 and 2026, more than half of total government payments are coming from supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance.
Net cash income varies by region. The northern Great Plains and Heartland areas, which would include North and South Dakota, are forecast to see a 22% increase in farm income. The so-called Northern Crescent states, including Minnesota, Wisconsin, and into the northeastern portion of the country, has farm income expected to be up only 4%, that being influenced primarily by a difficult dairy economy. Farm input costs are being called flat for the year ahead.
They're forecast to remain relatively stable from 2025 to 2026. They are expected to remain elevated in 2025 and 2026 after rising significantly in 2022.
The forum will focus on the outlook for individual commodities this morning. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will be on the stage at midday. The Red River Farm Network coverage from the USDA Ag Outlook Forum, made possible by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Reporting from Arlington, Virginia, Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.